pair of lightsaber tips, cutting their way into the hangar. In the vid, Gev waved her armored Mandalorians back toward the glowing outline. Then Solo suddenly let his legs go limp and dropped, dragging her down with him. By then, the two lightsabers were nearly at the floor, cutting through the thin interior door as though it were plastoid instead of Durasteel. The door blew off its hinges, and a pair of Jedi, one Deveronian, one Twi'lek, came whirling into the hangar, their lightsabers weaving baskets of color as they deflected blaster bolts back toward their attackers. A trio of Mandalorians dropped in an instant, and Savara's claim to the bounty suddenly began to look more plausible. Deciding that now might be a good time to undermine his brother's excessive faith in Mandalorian solutions, Marvid stopped the vid and turned to Myrta Gev.
"You are in charge of the ambush, Commander," he said. "Tell me, how did two Jedi manage to smuggle lightsabers into the Blue Star?"
"They were in disguise," Gev said. "The lightsabers were hidden inside the Twi'lek's Leku."
"Ah, that explains it,"
Marvid smiled. Gev was blundering straight into his trap, of course.
"And didn't they go through the weapons detectors at the main entrance?"
Before Gev could do more damage to her cause, Kratheus said,
"The point is noted and conceded, Marvid. Savara would have seen through the Jedi disguises before taking Solo prisoner. But we still have Solo."
"Which is hardly the issue," Savara said. "If I had been in command, Dina would have released the Arachno killers first. The ambush would have started with the deaths of Calrissian and the Jedi, and taking Solo captive wouldn't have left you paying the death benefits on a dozen contracts."
"Assuming your plan worked," Kratheus countered. "But there was never any guarantee. As you are so fond of reminding us, Jedi are difficult to kill."
"And now Myrta has made it impossible." Savara pointed at the vid. The frozen image showed the Deveronian Jedi in midair, hurling himself into a somersault, with three blaster bolts simultaneously ricocheting off his blade. "That's Luke Skywalker you're looking at. You only get one chance at him, if you're lucky." Savara glared across the table at Gev, then continued. "And Myrta just wasted that one chance, capturing an old man who can't even use the Force. The only thing she's done is bring the Kref Empire one step closer to ruin, and bring both of you five steps closer to death." Marvid's power body registered a blast of transmission static that could only be his brother's rage. But when Kratheus spoke, it was in a carefully measured tone.